Chapter 30. Later that afternoon, I was taken down to Sir Eustace. He was delighted.
Your young man will be here soon, so now I have you both where I want you.
There was the sound of feet on the stairs. The door opened, and Harry was pushed into the room by two men. Sir Eustace looked at me with complete satisfaction.
According to plan, he said softly. You amateurs always try to compete against professionals.
He turned to Harry.
My dear Rayburn, you are extraordinarily unlucky. This is, let me think, our third battle.
Yes, said Harry.
You have beaten me twice. Don't you know luck changes the third time? You see, I got hold of Minx in Johannesburg and had a good long talk with him about going to prison. He decided he'd prefer to give me some help. So this time, I win. Show him, Anne.
In a flash, I had the gun out of my stocking and held it to Sir Eustace's head. The two men guarding Harry rushed forward, but Harry stopped them.
Another step and he dies. If they come any nearer, Anne, shoot.
I will, I replied cheerfully. I rather think I might shoot him anyway. This frightened Sir Eustace. He was, in fact, shaking.
Stay where you are,
he commanded.
Tell them to leave the room,
said Harry, pointing to the guards. Sir Eustace gave the order. The men left, and Harry locked the door.
Now we can talk, he said.
Coming across the room, he took the gun out of my hand. Sir Eustace sighed in relief.
That's better. Well, my young friend, let us talk sense. For the moment, you are in control, but the house is full of my men. Your situation is hopeless, is it? Sit down, Sir Eustace, and listen.
There was a banging at the door below. There were shouts, then gunfire. Sir Eustace went pale.
What's that? Colonel Race and his people, Sir Eustace. Anne knew your telegram was not from me. She caught you in your own trap. Before leaving Kimberley, she sent telegrams to me and to Race. Mrs. Blair has been in contact with us ever since. So you see, Sir Eustace, you are beaten.
Sir Eustace accepted his defeat with laughter. There was a crash of wood as the front door was broken, and the sound of footsteps running up the stairs. Harry unlocked the door. Colonel Race was the first to enter the room. He was delighted to see us.
You're safe, Anne. I was afraid.
He turned to Sir Eustace.
I've been after you for a long time, peddler, and at last I've got you.